Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
It's all love. It's all love.
Only ripe vegetables, fresh fruit and whole wheat. I'm from the old school. My household smell like soul food, bruh. Curry falafel, barbecue tofu, no fish.
That song we just heard is titled Be Healthy by Dead Prez, which is a favorite of my guest, Andy Tabar, of New Haven, Connecticut, owner of Compassion Company, a vegan clothing line. Andy will be joining us shortly. I have several announcements. First, I'd like to start with a quote by Albert Einstein. A human being is part of a whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts, and feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affections for a few persons near to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circles of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. With Albert Einstein's quote in mind, vegans avoid consuming animal-sourced foods, the flesh, and also the personal secretions of animals, the lactation secretions of nanny goats and bovines, and the ovulatory secretions of hens. So vegans abstain from the animal-sourced foods because of the violence, trauma, depression, anxiety, confusion, fear, betrayal in the case of humanely raised animals, and in the mystery of life about energy and vibrations, what if consumption of these vibrations can affect the collective consciousness of humanity? What if the foods, whether it's sourced from healthy plants or whether it's sourced from traumatized animals, makes a difference to wars, child abuse, violence against women, the oppression and exploitation of girls worldwide? The program today is about keeping an open mind to think about the possibilities as well as our evolution as human beings. The last three announcements are a musical coming to Worcester, the grand opening of a new vegan restaurant in Worcester, and information about PCRM. In an effort to raise $25,000 for Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine based in Washington, D.C., Vegan Nation is voting for Alicia Silverstone's peanut butter chocolate vegan milkshake in the contest sponsored by So Delicious Dairy-Free Ice Cream. The winner of their celebrity shake-off receives $25,000 to give to their charity of choice. Alicia Silverstone has chosen PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, to receive the $25,000 if she wins the celebrity shake-off contest. Alicia Silverstone is also the author of the vegan cookbook, The Kind Diet. We at Vegan Nation support the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, who tirelessly work for health and nutrition, ethical research and education, legislative focus, and clinical research. So vote for Alicia Silverstone's vegan milkshake and help support PCRM. Speaking of milkshakes, I just had the pleasure of dining at Worcester's new vegan cafe called Chickpea Cafe, located at 589 Park Avenue. The young women at Chickpea Vegan Cafe are talented and skilled. They serve gourmet food at very reasonable prices. They are building on the movement of socially responsible businesses. All profits go to animal advocacy. They have built this business as a way for the diverse community to share vegan food, support animal rights, and host workshops and lectures. At Chickpea, my friend and I had the strawberry and chocolate milkshakes, vegan milkshakes, while we were waiting, and it was delicious, as well as the pizza was the best pizza that we have ever had. We chose the garlic and the fresh basil pizza, In addition, we had the buffalo tempeh quesadillas, the avocado side salad, and of course, the delicious dessert with the homemade vegan whipped cream topping. Their vegan milkshakes, ice cream, and American dishes are delicious. We in Worcester are very fortunate that Worcester is a vegan mecca, now with 4 100% vegan restaurants. And as my friend replied during dinner, how comforting it is to know that there's nothing in this food that's going to betray us, as well as being free from the thought of any cross-contamination from bloody secretions and dead flesh, which is a possibility in carnist kitchens due to the serving of dead, dismembered males and females, menstrual secretions of enslaved, imprisoned hens, and lactation secretions of grieving mother goats, sheep, and bovines. So kudos to the folks at Chickpea Vegan Cafe. And the last announcement is the reminder that on June 30th, Tuesday, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m., is the film screening of the musical Loving the Silent Tears at the Worcester Senior Center located at 128 Providence Street in Worcester. It is free. In addition, the SMCHIA organizers of this event offers a free buffet after the screening, and that is 100% vegan food that is ultimate. In June, this musical is also being shown in Paris, Hong Kong, Munich, Germany, Vietnam, Korea, Brazil, Thailand, Mongolia, Dallas, Texas, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. I enjoy this musical. And for me personally, the beauty of the message reminds me of Kuan Yin, the goddess of compassion. And speaking of compassion, it's now time to be joined by Andy Tabar, the owner of Compassion Company, an organic USA-made vegan clothing line. Thank you, Andy, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's hear about Compassion Company, all about your products, your service, your donations, the events you go to, and how you started it. I know that's a lot, so let's start with your product line.
I do a lot of online sales, and I travel all over the country going to various veg fests. I do about 40 a year at this point. The goal with Compassion Company was to create a vegan clothing line that was vegan both in the messaging, so all of the images, it's all graphic designed, hand-printed shirts to have messages on the shirt that, number one, looked good and were like visually and aesthetically pleasing to people, but also had a vegan message. The goal is to have shirts that can start conversations with people in a good place, not from a judgmental or aggressive kind of place. So that's the first component of it. And the second half is to have that vegan ethic throughout the whole chain of production, because obviously your average cotton shirt is going to technically be vegan, but we wanted to pay attention to who was making the shirt, where it was sourced from, and what materials were used to create it. So everything is organic, all the cotton organically grown. I feel that's a hugely important part because cotton wastes a ton of water and it's really not that great for our environment when it's grown conventionally. And then sweatshop free, it's USA made. And so that way it's having respect for the environment, the humans creating it, and of course the animals that are involved.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see vegan t-shirts or vegan buttons on people here and there. So I think it's a powerful way of activism.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Can you share with our listeners some of the slogans that are on your buttons and t-shirts?
Sure. I think the two most popular ones, we have one with an assortment of different foods on it, and it says, anything you can eat, I can eat vegan. Play off the old anything you can do, I can do better slogan.
That's
people
cute.
People love that one. We have one with a unicorn on it, and it says, humane meat does not exist. Go vegan. Those are always the two biggest sellers. We also have one with a gorilla on it showing their big old canines, and it says plant eater on it. It's kind of, you know, my way of addressing the protein issue. We also have one that says animals are not property. It features an elephant breaking the chain. They're confined at the circus. Oh, our newest one that's out right now just says liberation is love, and it features a mother hen with several of her baby chicks hanging around and on her.
Oh, liberation is love.
Yeah, it's a very simple but powerful message.
Yes, and I really appreciate you starting this business. When did you start it?
We'll be coming up on the 4-year anniversary this October.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'd also like to hear about your implementation of your donations, your 5% donations.
When I started the company, I knew I wanted to be able to give back and support support the cause. Part of me would feel weird if I was solely profiting off of the t-shirt, so settled on 5% of every sale. So that's not the profit at the end of the day or quarter or whatever. Someone buys a $20 shirt, that's $1 is going to go directly to a nonprofit. And I try to be as transparent as possible with the donation. Right now it's going to Fish Feel, and they're the only organization that's working solely to sort of educate the public about the plight of fish, because we actually kill way more marine animals than we do land animals for food. But fish get kind of swept under the rug because they're not cuddly like a pig or a cow. But yeah, I rotate it every 2 months so that I can highlight different organizations. And I also post how much I'm donating. I think it's nice for people to know exactly how much is going to various organizations.
Yeah, I saw that in the past you have donated to the Food Empowerment Project, Yay Camp, which is Youth Empowerment Action Camp, and Maple Farm Sanctuary, which is here in Massachusetts.
Yes. Yeah, those are some of the many.
Yeah, that's great. That was exciting to see on your website, all the different vegan events that's happening.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see how many veg fests and vegan food festivals are popping up, which is nice because it helps me stay busy and it enables me to travel and meet lots of great people. Last weekend, I was at the Rehoboth Beach Veg Fest in Delaware. The weekend before that was a really busy one. I was up at the Maine Veg Fest in Portland, Maine, while I had friends of mine cabling at the Philly Veg Fest. And then the weekend before that, I was actually out in Austin, Texas. This weekend, June 20th, I'll be at the Richmond Veg Fest in Virginia. And then the weekend after that, Mad City Vegan Fest in Madison, Wisconsin.
I didn't realize that you go national. I was thinking New England. Wow, that's even better.
All over the place. Madison, my printer, Jared, longtime friend of mine, is a vegan guy. He lives in St. Louis, so he's going to go out and do the Madison one for me. If I can reasonably drive to it, I go to it, and I do everything. There's a lot of events. Most of the events are in the Northeast, but I do stuff out in Chicago and Texas and Florida all the time.
And you bring your t-shirts and buttons?
Yes.
Well, you're very creative, skilled, and talented.
Thank you.
That's really heartwarming to hear that you have a ethical procedure in all aspects of your products, your business, the people who you work with. Again, being vegan and being conscientious of people rights as well as the environment. And how about you, Andy? How did you become vegan?
In college, I'm 31 now, so in college I had a speech class that I had to do a persuasive speech. For whatever reason, I chose it on why you should go vegan. I was not even vegetarian at the time. Did all the research, and I kind of realized there wasn't a good argument against it that I could find. So that always kind of stuck with me.
It's time to take a break. We're joined by Andy Tabar of New Haven, Connecticut, the owner of Compassion Company, a vegan clothing line, and he's sharing his story of his transformation to veganism as well as details of the operations of his company.
Hey, this is Andrew from Troop 110 Milbury. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at wcuw.org.
WCUW Blues. More blues every week on the Friday night Blues Box from 5 to 9 p.m. And as always, blues hit big town every Saturday night from 6 to 9 p.m. WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, your community radio station in central Massachusetts, streaming online to the world at wcuw.org, your blues station.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, and online at wcuw.org.
Beginning March 16th, Democracy Now! Will air from 1 until 2 p.m. over community radio WCUW.
Welcome back to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. We're joined by Andy Tabar of New Haven, Connecticut, the founder and owner of Compassion Company, a vegan clothing line. He's sharing his story of his transformation to veganism and his inspiration to start his company, Compassion Company.
And then I used to spend a lot of my time touring with a band that I had been in for a very long time. And we were on this tour, and half of us were talking about going vegetarian. And we were at a burrito place, and the veggie burrito is the cheapest, and we kind of looked at each other like, oh, you want to do this now? And we're like, sure. And I haven't looked back. You know, that was over 8 years ago. And it's just like a thing that stuck. And then a few months later, I just started eating vegan. I got a vegan cookbook, and I didn't announce to anyone that I was vegan, but I started exploring it. And then a friend of mine was like, oh, I heard you're vegan now. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I am. And I just ran with it, never looked back again. And here I am today, almost 8 years later.
Yeah, well, I think that's quite interesting. Your project for a college course, when you weren't even vegan, you did it on it, and then sure enough, you ended up becoming vegan, and that's interesting too with your music band. What led into starting your company, Compassion Company?
Basically, to the point when I was finally comfortable with being vegan and I wanted to be able to wear messages on a t-shirt, and searching online, I just couldn't find anyone that was making the shirts that I wanted to wear, both in terms of the messaging and the images, but also in terms of the ethical, you know, sweatshop free, all that stuff we've been talking about. In my band, I was the one that did everything not music related for the most part. So I was the one that was ordering the merchandise and booking the tour. And so I already had the whole, you know, network set up. Essentially, I knew how to make the shirts and get the process done. So I was like, I could do this. Like, I have friends that are great artists. I have my friend that can screen print, and I can learn how to run a small business. So I just started it up because I wanted to make clothes that I wanted to wear.
That's wonderful. And I think it's great how you sell online as well as at all the various festivals.
Yeah, we do free shipping online as well.
Good. In Worcester, we now have 4 vegan restaurants. And what's happening in New Haven? How's that for the vegan lifestyle?
There isn't any all-vegan restaurants here, but I live 4 blocks from an all-vegetarian market. They have a bakery that's mostly vegan and a hot bar that's usually mostly vegan. So it's an easy place to be vegan, but it's certainly not comparable to New York or Austin or something where you have a huge array of restaurants to choose from.
When you mentioned the vegetarian markets, I think still today in 2015, so many people are still unaware of the violence, trauma, pain, agony, suffering that's involved in dairy products and also egg. And I was happy to see your photo on your website with you with a Jersey. I don't know if that was a Jersey steer or a Jersey heifer.
Yeah, that was taken at the Gentle Barn in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's a great farm sanctuary and education center.
Yeah, I just read her book. I forgot her name, but she wrote a book about her experience with the Gentle Barn. It was a great book.
Nice. I haven't gotten my hands on that one yet.
Especially with the Jerseys, you know, that's a New England breed. And, you know, again, so many people are unaware of the fact that these dairy cows, they're forcibly impregnated, which is rape. And then at birth, their newborns are abducted and stolen, both the females, the heifers, and the males, the bull calves. And however long it takes to get up a truckload of the babies, then they go off to the livestock auctions. And here in Massachusetts, they're held every Tuesday, 2 of them, one in the western part of the state, one in the eastern part. So to see these 2-day-old, week-old, 2-week-old calves all just being sent to a rendering plant or a slaughterhouse, all so that people can have their ice cream and breast milk, which is what dairy products is, it's just a real shame, or the yogurt, the cheese, all of it, when all of that is now veganized. Do you eat the vegan cheese and the vegan ice cream and all that?
Oh, yeah. I'm always anxious to try the new products when they come out. I think dairy is one of the ones that, to me, is the most perplexing. I understand, obviously I don't agree with it, I understand why people would think we need to eat meat because they see animals eating animals, all that stuff we've heard a million times, but there's no animals that are consuming breast milk of another species. It's always just such a bizarre thing to me that ever became a custom or a tradition in our society. It really just makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have that picture on your website because that initiated this conversation, which I'm glad that we had about the dairy calves, the bull calves, the heifers, and the poor, suffering mother dairy cows.
Yeah. I grew up mostly in Burlington, Vermont, so I was surrounded by dairy cows, and Ben and Jerry would come to my school and serve ice cream, and really ingrained in my upbringing, and just had absolutely no idea what was being supported with what seemed like such an innocent thing. And now, of course, we all know better, or some of us know better.
Yeah, I know. It is so bizarre how it is all hidden, almost like it doesn't exist, where every restaurant, every household, every school, every hospital, every grocery store, every convenience store is filled with breast milk, dairy products, and yet the reality of these dairy cows and their calves is so hidden that it's bizarre. It's just really bizarre. It just reminds me of slavery in the antebellum South in the U.S. or apartheid, how so much suffering was going on.
Yeah, this is sort of currently the most hidden, normalized form of oppression that we're dealing with in society right now. But, you know, I think the good news is that we're seeing the shift before our eyes right now. Even in the 8 years that I've been vegan, I've seen it become significantly more accessible and way more people jumping on board. So I truly believe it's only a matter of time before we see that vegan world that we're looking for.
That's true. And thanks to you, Andy, with your company, Compassion Company, you are making a huge impact in helping to veganize the world.
Well, that's good. Doing my little part. Hopefully it helps. I've had some really productive conversations with people at VegFest who are not vegan, and they'll see, you know, a shirt or a button that addresses dairy or honey or, you know, things like that. Maybe some of the issues they're not aware of, and they've been able to spark really good conversations.
That's great. I'm very impressed with you and greatly appreciate you, and have best wishes for you for the continued success of your company, Compassion Company. And that's a great name. How did you come up with that?
You know, it was the very first name that I ever came up with, and I was like, no, that's too easy, that's too simple, I need to come up with something better, and tried all these other names, and nothing really worked, and I was like, I should just go with my gut instinct. The definition of compassion is feeling empathy for others coupled with a desire to help them, and I feel like that's what veganism is all about, is empathizing with the plight of these animals, and then taking action to help them.
It's all love, all love, all love.
Exactly. So, Andy, with eating vegan now for the last 8 years, is there any particular cuisine or any tips that you have?
Oh, geez. Going vegan, like, really opened me up to a new world of food. When we hear someone say, like, I can't go vegan, I love food too much, and I feel like I love food way more now, and I appreciate it way more now. It's sort of opened me up. I love sushi now. I love Ethiopian. I love Thai food, and those are some of my favorites. So Jamaican food, all things I had never tried before. And also just for cooking at home, you know, my parents used to try and get me to eat asparagus and greens, and I hated them. And, you know, I was the person that would go to Subway and just get turkey and cheese on white bread with honey mustard and no vegetables. And now it's like load up. Give me kale and spinach and Brussels sprouts and all these things that I never thought I would love, and now I crave them. Those have been the biggest culinary changes for me, for sure.
Oh, that's good. And it's great to hear about your diet and seeing your picture on your website. You're a manly man, so you're a great inspiration for all the male species out there.
Some might call me a manly man. I certainly just feel like I'm a regular old person.
Okay, well, thanks again, Andy. Appreciate you joining us on Vegan Nation.
All right, well, thank you for having me.
Andy, what contact information can you leave with our listeners?
I think the main place to go to look at the shirts is CompassionCo.com. So just CompassionCo.com. That's the main website. And of course, people can connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. All the same, it's all Compassion Co.
Hey, thanks again, and have a great time at all your upcoming events.
All right, yeah, thank you. Thank you for including me.
I'd like to thank Andy Tabar from New Haven, Connecticut, and I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In celebration of the continued success of Compassion Company, Chickpea Vegan Cafe in Worcester, and PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, let's go out with Unknown Reggae by Nellie McKay.
In his finest finery, a Malcolm X t-shirt and a tambourine. To love him it was hopeless, the cannons fairly shook the barricade. We came in at the chorus, I could hear him say, eat that burger past the kitchen condiments. Don't you let your conscience harm you. I, for that mother, can't
Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.